Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, the only place some folks make a name for themselves is on a tombstone. Now smile, and let's talk. As children enter the new school year, the usual challenge of expanded exposure to colds and flu, with the threat of bringing home the health issues to family and friends, begins again. Children in most locations must prove required vaccinations have been taken because the U.S. government has mandated these numerous vaccinations are essential for protection of the common good, beginning with our children. School districts nationally then require proof of residency in the district for attendance because educating each child is expensive and falls on the taxpayers of the school district, the state of residency, and the federal government. If a U.S. citizen cannot prove residency and compliance with the vaccination list ranging from polio to measles to chickenpox and more, they are not allowed in most cases to attend school until in compliance. Now the U.S. Justice Department says we must set aside the requirements for health and residency for a minimum 30,000 children entering our schools without proof of citizenship, health records, or even permanent residency. On May 8, 2014, the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder mandated, quote, public school districts have an obligation to enroll students regardless of immigration status, unquote. But according to the CDC, all legal immigrants must be screened and approved before entering the U.S. The health-related grounds for inadmissibility include persons who have a communicable disease of public health significance and who fail to present documentation of having received vaccination against vaccine-preventable diseases. In direct contrast to CDC requirements for legal immigrants, illegal immigrant children now crossing our borders are usually given only a visual inspection for disease, and most don't see a licensed physician prior to being transported to undisclosed locations throughout the U.S. with no notification to governors of the states involved nor the affected school districts. Almost none of these newly arrived illegal immigrant children entering our schools had the required prior vaccinations, and many are infected with extremely contagious tuberculosis, chickenpox, and many forms of viruses, in addition to scabies, lice, and other health issues. Since the original residency is often unknown, the probability of diseases carried from the country of origin is undeterminable. As U.S. citizens, your children cannot attend school without vaccinations and health clearances, but the federal government is mandating local school districts assume not only the cost, but health risk. We sympathize with the plight of these children, but should U.S. citizens be exposed to the health risk based on edicts from Washington, D.C. that contradict existing federal health standards that protect everyone's health?
Gasoline, diesel, and taxes are sky high and dollars are scarce. How can you save on health? Join the NSC Club and save 24% on every purchase with free shipping. Want more? A free bottle of what you order from the NSC Club is yours when you join. And no forgetting, your health products come to you regularly each month. Best of all, it's free to join. Save now on your NSC products. Join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 today for big savings tomorrow.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your salvation and health are your two most precious assets. Join us here daily and learn more at nsc24.com or just call them at 888-541-3997 for my free health gift to you. Go in good faith and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.